The Gina 6 case is making news from Capitol Hill to the blogosphere. We've got News and Notes web producer Jeff Bennett with more. Hey.
Hey, Fry.
So the coverage of the protest in Gina was a big story on our blog last week, and it hasn't shown any signs of letting up. So what's going on?
Yeah, it hasn't shown any signs of letting up. That's definitely the case. We've been covering this story for the last few months pretty closely, and last week there was a groundswell of reaction from folks online. And it's really been a watershed moment for the black blogosphere. I mean, that's where the initial coverage of this case started. It's how the protest was largely organized. And we just heard about how lawmakers were getting involved. And, you know, one could make the argument that that wouldn't have happened without the constant drumbeating from people online. And on our own blog, we have folks young and old from different backgrounds, some in support of those six young teens, others who say there's a difference between hanging a noose from a tree and doling out a beatdown. And there's a few who say that, you know, they're frustrated by the fact that this case is getting so much attention when, you know, in their words, black-on-black crime is still a much more devastating issue. And because people can remain anonymous when they post on our blog, that's how you really find out what people think about race relations in this country.
What other issues are people taking on the blog?
They're talking about the White House official calling Barack Obama intellectually lazy, as we heard about. Your interview with the alleged white supremacist who claimed to have the support of the Gina 6 of the mayor of Gina, Louisiana. And they're also talking about the 50th anniversary of Little Rock. And much like our coverage of Gina 6, people are quick to share their own personal stories, you know, recollections about living through that era and in some cases having to desegregate their own local school systems.
How does personal storytelling play out differently on a blog than it might in other forms of interaction, like if you were just writing us a regular letter?
Well, it's, you know, that's the biggest variable, right? Like broadcast media is strapped for time, print media is strapped for space. And so online, bloggers and people who leave comments can weave in that first-person perspective that gives depth to news stories. And that extends to any news story. You know, we talked about the mortgage crisis on our blog, and people have shared their experiences about buying their first home. And so we're able to sort of weave those personal experiences in with the news stories in ways that we couldn't in traditional media.
So we've got all bunches of stuff that we want to talk about, but if you want to talk about something that isn't already on the blog, how do you do it?
We're always looking for people to speak their mind. It's an online series we have where we let people blog about issues that matter to them. They can either email us or go to our blog, nprnewsandviews.org, click a link at the top and find out how to do it.
Well, Jeff, thanks as always.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes. Thank you.